So you wrote a paper in the Journal of Hematologic Oncology, indirect comparison of dabrafenib trametinib versus Vemu-COBI. So maybe you can add in the third doublet, encorafenib and binimetinib, and kind of tell me in your own mind the way you see those three doublets and how you choose between them.
That's a great question. I think they're relatively equivalent, I would say, in terms of response rate. Where I see the differences are just in the side effect profiles. And from what I can tell, with Vemu-COBI, you don't have the fevers and chills as much, but you do have more skin toxicity. With dab-tram, in general, it's tolerable, except for the fevers and chills, which are, in the first 6 months anyway, they are a pretty serious issue for most patients, especially young, healthy patients who have minimal disease. They seem to have really high levels of dabrafenib, and they seem to have the high fevers and chills. In terms of the three doublets, encorafenib and binimetinib, I think, from my reading the literature, avoids the side effects of either one of those and has, at least numerically, a better PFS compared to either one. What I've heard is that the major, or what I read from the literature, is that PPE seems to be the major issue with the encorafenib, binimetinib, the palmar plantar, you know, the red palm. So that's a relatively trivial side effect compared to the fevers and chills and compared to the extensive photosensitivity that you have with vemurafenib. At SMR, there was one of these debate things, and I was on one side of a panel, and I think my take on the BRAF inhibitor field is that even today, this is about 5 years after they were introduced into clinical practice, I think we don't understand today what the problem is with BRAF inhibitor resistance. Is it pharmacokinetic? Is it pharmacodynamic? Is it the development of resistant mutants? Or is it something totally different, like just some kind of epigenetic regulation and the cells just hunker down into like this hibernation state, you know, and have EMT and just de-differentiate and just outweigh. So it isn't totally clear, because if you look at the last 5 years of publications on this, there's been so many targets pointed out, either it's MEK or it's NRAS, either it's IGF-1, and they don't seem to be reproduced in subsequent studies. So to me, it seems like in a certain percentage of cases where you might have resistance or you might have problems with one of the drugs, you might be able to salvage them by simply changing the BRAF and MEK inhibitor. And again, these drugs haven't been tested in that setting where if you're progressing off, let's say, dab-tram, you could salvage them with Vemu-COBI. But I certainly have seen that people can have differing responses to either one. You know, you could treat patients with dab-tram and you could have a certain degree of response. You change them over to a different inhibitor and you could see further shrinkage of tumor.